We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With 5 irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond, but at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Well, this is awkward.
Why?
We're interviewing people we've never met before.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Casey.
Hello. Hello, you're listening to us. Yeah.
Casey, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Danielle, that's Gandhi.
Nice to meet you.
Of course.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being a part of whatever the hell this is.
They both have such good hair.
I know.
Yeah, okay, let's start off. First impressions, good hair.
Yes, let's do it.
Is that all that matters?
And nice skin.
Wow.
Nice
skin. Good skin, hair. All right, gentlemen, thanks for coming. Have a nice day.
Now insult them.
I'll take it. If I could start my day with a compliment and then just like, oh, that's how everyone should start their day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. It rarely happens in this room, but you just experience it.
But y'all know each other. That's why.
Yeah.
Intimacy breeds contempt.
27 years beating
Long
the
time.
Living crap out of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are like this big marriage. You know, like that's it's beautiful. You guys probably see each other more than you see partners and stuff.
It's a forced marriage, though. I mean, it's a paid
marriage.
It's a contractual paid marriage.
Yeah. Does that mean I get money out of him if we get divorced?
You get money while you're still with me.
Yeah.
You
want to stay here.
You know what love is at this level, though? It's not like, hey, you look great. I love that sweatshirt. It's like, you got something on your face. Get it off.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's right. I just did a booger check for someone in this room. I won't say who.
That was me.
Yes, it was you.
I blew my nose because, you know, we got pollen going on here in New York.
Yes, we do.
And I'm like, I've got to blow my nose. We have guests I've never met. And you did. You checked for boogers.
I did. I looked up.
You know what they do? And we're going to get into the podcast, I swear to God.
We don't have to. We don't have to. This is what we do on our podcast.
I have found that the women of our show, like Daniel and Gandhi in specific, they will, like, hey, can you sniff? They'll sniff each other's underarms.
Absolutely.
Gotta do it.
Do I smell like onions?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Rubbing onions under their arms.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, sniff everyone around here.
So Casey Jost and Kevin Devine are here.
Yes.
Are you both from Staten Island?
Yeah. Well, Kevin split his time in Brooklyn or, you know, the early part
You're
of
doing
his
great.
Life.
Yeah,
but the thing that I love about him is, for a while he was claiming Brooklyn, and then he was like, "I'm gonna claim both," because not a lot of Staten Islanders who leave do that.
Right.
And I give him a lot of credit for that. He was like, "No, I am also I'm from here." He literally has a song where he sings that lyric.
But the Jost family is originally from Staten Island.
OG Staten Island.
Before the gangplank was built? Before Brooklyn was
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the annexation.
I don't come for Italians like that. We go back so far. Like, my grandfather's grandfather was born in Staten Island. So right. It was like Ireland in, you know, several generations ago, and then straight to Staten Island. And then, yeah, we've just been here for so long.
My husband's family is the same thing. And then they built that bridge, and then it all went to hell. Anyway, let's talk about the podcast.
Yeah.
Casey Jost and Kevin Devine have a podcast called Give It a Chance, mm-hmm. which is now, we've welcomed them with open arms into the Elvis Duran.
Giving us a chance.
Yeah. The Elvis Duran porno channel.
Porno channel.
And,
sniffing, porn, boogers.
Wait, what did we get into?
Way before anyone talked about anything with anyone, I was familiar with the concept of this podcast, which is brilliant, I believe.
Thank you.
Now, give it a chance. You take a song mm-hmm. and say, okay, people hate this song. Let's talk about this song. It all started with Nickelback, no doubt.
Yep.
Okay, go to episode one of Give It a Chance with How You Remind Me by Nickelback,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which, as you know, there's this weird hatred mm-hmm. for Nickelback.
Right. It's not that weird.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to get to that. Because you got to.
Yeah. No, I want to hear.
Fold her into your. Okay, so it started with that podcast.
Well, yeah. You know, the idea is that, you know, I think the world needs a little bit more positivity. And I think we need to give things a chance, things in the past. Like, so we're trying to find things that we don't like for some reason. And you know, these songs are famous songs. They're huge songs.
Yeah, right. Saying that we don't like them, there's millions and millions of people who have, like, bought, streamed. This is like, you know,
right. So,
punching up.
But what we want to do, is take these songs that we haven't listened to in a while that people hate or we hate. Sometimes it's a song that the world might not even know. Like, one of our episodes is a song that my mom wanted to be the song that we danced to at our wedding.
Not us.
Not our wedding. No. Our wedding hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But for my wife and I, and she picked this song by a band called Rascal Flatts that I've never heard her play or I've ever played. And it was like the most on-the-nose song. It's like, it's the day of your wedding and you dance with your mom. Like, I couldn't believe it. And I was like, okay, if my mom wants it. And then like a month later, I was like, why'd you pick that song? She was like, I don't know. It was on a website for best songs to dance to.
Oh, wow.
So, I would take a song like that where I'm like, I don't like this song, and let's give it a chance. Let's look open our ears up
like
and
that.
Find the positive attributes. Kevin is a musician who is super funny. I mostly do comedy, but I play a lot of music on the side. We grew up playing in bands and stuff. So we come at it with, you know, open minds, but also a comedic edge and some music background so we can really break it apart and talk about the merits of it.
Okay, so
never made it as a wise man.
Come on. Episode one of Give It a Chance with Casey Jost and Kevin Devine, Nickelback. How to Remind Me. Huge hit, by the way.
Huge.
Nickelback's had many hits.
Yeah.
Yet they are just, doesn't matter the song, it's them.
Yeah.
They're none like. So let's go to Gandhi.
Oh, okay.
And see, like, what crawled up your butt that made you hate Nickelback so much?
Where do I begin?
Is it because everyone else hates them?
No. It's because when they were popular, you could switch to four different stations and that stupid song would be on all of them. So I felt like they were harassing me.
So we're the problem.
Yeah, we are the problem there.
We did that.
Also, I really don't like his delivery. That never made it as a wise man.
Never made it as a wise man.
Okay. Listen to the vocal.
I couldn't cut it as a poor man.
So you don't like
we
that.
Call that puke voice in radio when DJs do it. So why do we let them get away with it?
It's kind of true. It is that guy who's just like, you're doing it right now. Like, you're going on your commute. You're working.
Yeah.
It's
that.
Strangulated. Yeah.
It's a growl, in a way.
Peaky?
In the episode, yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but Kevin talks about this, and I love it. Like, he's got the same delivery through the whole song, where, like, if you took, like, a Kurt Cobain, who's got, like, he's quiet, he screams.
There's a range.
A range. He doesn't range. Scream. Yeah. He's range. All that guy voice.
He's kind of throwing up the whole time.
Thank you.
But you still have to give it a chance.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that being said, Nickelback has a sound.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know a Nickelback song when you hear one.
There you go. So there's
a positive. That's
a positive.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Nickelback, to me, is a goatee. You know, because it's like not everyone loves a goatee.
It's inappropriate.
But there's a reason why people do a goatee. It accentuates a face.
Is that why?
You know what I mean? No, but I mean it. Like, it's a goatee.
Good,
some
Casey,
people
going.
Do a goatee. Like all right, Guy Fieri, right?
Yeah.
He has a goatee, and it shrinks his. It looks good on him. It works for Guy.
Okay.
And I love Guy Fieri. I give him a chance all the time.
This brings up a point I want to make. I mean, I think it's brilliant. It's very, as we say in the podcast world, it's very narrow and deep. It's about a song. We should give it a chance. There are 1,000 things in people in life that we harass daily. Guy Fieri, by the way,
right,
is definitely very polarizing, especially in the culinary world,
in
right?
In the same way Nickelback is. He's actually like a great analog.
Exactly. Yeah. And a couple of years ago, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives was on TV, and I was like, at that time, I was like, yeah, this Guy Fieri guy, like, I felt the way everyone feels. Like, or not everyone, but the people who don't really know.
For the record, the I love Guy Fieri.
That's what I'm saying.
And he wears his glasses on the back of his head.
Cool. It's things like that. It's the hair. It's like this like thing, like, he gets a bad rep, but then if you watch the show, you're like, what a charismatic host. Maybe one of the best hosts of all time.
I thought you were going to say, what a coward.
No, he's not.
Do you know that we helped him get his show?
I believe it.
Wow. Because he came up here. He was one of the final contestants. And we had to vote on the chicken parm. And we picked him.
Wow.
And he got his show.
But that day, he did not wear that silk shirt with the flames on it.
No, he did not. Wait, he looked different.
In the pilot, you mean, or here?
Yeah, here.
Here.
Anyway, okay, so back to the music, though.
Okay.
So, okay, it all started with Nickelback. Congratulations. Sure. That was your anchor song. So what are the songs that we've heard?
Okay,
you're trying to give a chance to.
So a great one that I think a lot of parents can relate to is Baby Shark.
Yes. Oh, okay, please don't, please God, don't.
Oh, we've got it. So this is the same kind of thing. It's a song that a lot of people, it's overplayed. Kids are addicted to it. They want to hear it more and more.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, so none of us are really victims of that because your kids are too old.
Yeah, we were
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
Do, 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 do,
baby Shark.
Hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you didn't even give it a chance.
Wait, hold on, Elvis. Find something you like about it. Go.
Nothing. it reminds me of the 1-877 cars for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of that. It's like, it's just,
sure.
But by the way, they're raising money for a great organization. It's just that song makes me want to take a hostage.
Now they have boats for kids. Yeah, and buildings. I saw buildings. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can sell everything for kids.
Okay.
So you did an entire podcast about Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Yes.
4.5 hours long.
A dissertation.
Yeah.
So there's songs like that that, to me, actually, that was easy to find merit. I think it's an earworm. It's a bop. It's lit.
It's
like the musicality in it. It's so addictive that you're like, this was manufactured perfectly.
Right.
You know, and I give it a lot of credit for that. That's not easy to do.
But as a musician, Kevin.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Baby Shark. Go.
Well, I mean, also you got to meet something on its own merits. Like, that is perfect at what it is trying to be, which is exactly just like a sugar rush, a thing that like kids can hold on to and repeat and remember. And for that, like, if I was to judge that the same way I'm going to judge like a Leonard Cohen song or something, then that's like my own biases.
That's your issue.
Yeah, that's my issue. Yeah, and that's the only issue I have. Otherwise, I'm perfectly fine.
Daniel, as a mother,
yeah,
you understand the need for a Baby Shark.
Of course, like the repetition part, it's teaching kids something, it's fun, it's
see?
I also think it will bring parents and their kids together. It's something they can listen to together. Mm-hmm. So I see lots of positives to
and
it.
And that's the first step to world peace.
Exactly. Baby Shark.
By the way, just turning us on, Casey Jost and Kevin Devine are here. They're a host of a podcast called Give It a Chance.
Yeah.
They take a song and they like, wait, this song is being ripped to shreds. Let's listen in and analyze it. Maybe we should give it a chance.
Is there ever a song that you guys have listened to that you tried to give it a chance and you were like, yeah, we just can't?
There are definitely songs where we've had a harder time with the chance, no chance balance.
Give us a title.
What are they?
All right, so I think it's that No Doubt song, which I love. No Doubt, Hella Good.
Oh,
and you're feeling hella good, so don't you peep on. And for me, it's a fall from grace for them. Like, I love the early No Doubt stuff. They were this like sort of like punk ska, like with this incredible singer. The band rules. Like, there's this drama with the bassist and her.
Yeah.
I love that whole story. And then you just give me this sort of really cookie cutter track that has no, for me, it doesn't have a lot of soul.
Okay.
And Kevin, you couldn't find anything redeeming about this song?
I don't think we found nothing redeeming. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was, but I think we found something that was redeeming. I also feel like this is the opposite thing. This wants to be met as a cool, to Baby Shark, I mean, this like wants to be met as something cool and interesting, and it doesn't quite get there. So that I can judge viciously.
No.
You know, she is hot.
If I was really hot.
Okay. Gwen cool. has, before this and after this, put out massive hits, yes. right? Like, I'm not worried about Gwen because she, but she's also, and Kevin brought this up on the podcast.
Don't come for me, Gwen fans. Come on. No,
Kevin's like, she was this icon that was like kind of breaking the mold in a lot of ways, and then she just jumped into someone else's mold.
Mm. See, I can hear Madonna doing it.
That's what right. I'm saying. Yeah. And a lot of other people, too.
Okay. Rihanna. Okay. I could see Rihanna doing it.
Totally.
Okay, Axl so Rose. Let me give you a song we think you should...
All right, I love this. You should. Oh, please like find us online and give us songs.
And maybe you've done it already. It's called Christmas Shoes.
Oh, no. God.
Are you familiar with the song?
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
Okay, well,
that's a get familiar.
Okay, he tells the story. We got to just kind of give him a chance, okay?
Listen to the lyrics.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I hate...
Instantly know it's a Christmas song by the tone.
But listen to him tell you the story. Here we go.
It was almost Christmas time.
Now hit it.
There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously.
Yikes.
He's got a little boy
in it. Pacing around like little boys do. In his hands he held a pair of shoes.
Okay, listen closely.
And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I want to buy. For my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
Here we go.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful. If mom
all right, let's wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Can we slowly unpack this bag? Okay.
That's a lot of bags to
this
unpack.
Guy.
It's fantastic. I love it.
This guy's in a hurry to get home to his family, but there's a little kid that's dirty head to toe in front of him. And he doesn't have money for the shoes. He needs to get for his mom because Jesus said,
yeah,
see you soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wow.
Okay. So every time every Christmas season we play this, and I rip this thing to shreds, and people think I'm Satan. I'm like, whatever. Go ahead. Christmas Shoes.
My first, we could call it a chancy. The first thing that I like about it is I've never heard anything like it.
No, that's
like,
audacious.
I've never heard a story like quite told like that. It's channeling this John Cougar Mellencamp Bruce Springsteen thing, but definitely not either of those.
No, with like John Tesh producing or something.
Yes. I think there's a movie even based on that
with those
song.
People. Yeah. John Tesh.
It is very Tesh-esque.
Crying on the text.
People are crying.
Cry or look at this.
Cry laughing.
This text is great. This text, emotional manipulation is not what Jesus wanted for us.
Very true.
No.
Back to you.
No.
It never feels like it reaches a chorus.
No, what I would say is also musically, key change straight out of the verse to the chorus is an interesting choice. I give them points for
I love a key change.
Yeah, and they Got did it. Right, usually you got to wait like 2.5 minutes for the key change. They go right in for
they
that.
Just want to poof, punch it in.
I do have a question lyrically though in the chorus. When it says that, you know, the first of all, it's just her size. That makes it sound like she has like a really weirdly like sized foot or something.
I don't know.
This one shoe is just her size. I've been looking forever.
And keep in mind, shoes on the sales rack, they don't have many sizes left. I'm assuming maybe no sales.
Also, he was a little kid, filthy. He might not even be able to see the sizes. His eyes are caked in dirt.
If I polled 100 children, they wouldn't know their parents' shoe size.
No.
Am I right?
1 million.
No.
1 million children.
Right.
6 billion children.
And by the way,
how
do we know they were in the sales rack?
Great question.
You're just assuming that.
Yes.
And
look,
The last line about if they meet Jesus tonight, right?
That's
the last
line. Daddy said she may meet Jesus tonight, so we got to get these shoes over there.
Jesus is born on Christmas. I'm hoping he's born before she dies, because otherwise she's not going to meet him. He's not around.
I don't think this was done.
No, it was written
real time. This
song,
real
I've known about this song for a long time.
Okay,
it's 2,200 years old.
I'll be honest. Like, if human beings are going to keep writing songs like this, let's just let the AI do it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, no, but the name of your podcast, the name of your podcast is "Give It a Chance." Oh, Casey and Kevin. I'm not seeing many chances given here.
I'll say this: almost every episode, we'll say, "Whoops, if we forgot to give it a chance." Okay, and then we will give it a chance.
Yeah. Back.
No, there's definitely, you know, there's the stuff in this. I like the dichotomy between like this like real clean music and I've got a voice like this, right? It's like I'm an everyman, even though my music is angelic, you know?
Also, there's something to be said for the fact linear storytelling is a dying art. And that thing really lays out the groundwork.
Well, he did.
Yeah, I mean, he does all the work for you.
He could have said once upon a time and began this page one to page 10 finale thing. Look, I think you should add this maybe. Well, on a week that you can't find a song, Christmas Shoes is waiting for you.
If you want to guess, we're ready. Come on. Let's do it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. We'll come here.
I won't give it a chance.
Fine. We have time now, because you've just given us, that's a tough one. We need a little more time.
There was actually another song we were making fun of several months ago.
Was it Dear Mr. Jesus?
No. No, it was a song about a bus.
Oh, the bus crashed and everybody died, but they didn't die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you hear that
one? What song was that?
No. Do we have time to give them a taste of that?
Say that again, Gandhi. It was a bus that crashed and everyone died, but everyone didn't die.
Yeah, it was a bus full of kids. They were going on a field trip or something.
Christmas bus.
Yeah, the Christmas bus. It careened off a cliff, so the news said, and everyone was like, oh my God, all the kids are dead. But then they found out it was reported incorrectly. And in fact, all the kids are alive.
It's Yellow Jacket season 3.
Wow.
Tell you what, we'll save that for next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So we welcome you to our world.
Thank you.
And,
no, we really appreciate it. We longtime fans of you and just so excited to be part of this. Really, truly honored.
Well, thanks for giving us a chance.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Casey Jost and Kevin Devine, the podcast is called Give It a Chance. How many episodes are you in?
We've recorded like over 10, but we're just going to keep going until you cut us off.
Until the money runs out.
Stop giving us a chance.
I have submissions. How can I submit them?
Like what?
Oh my God, Higher by Creed.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Great Creed's one.
Hate that one.
Great one.
I love when she makes that noise. Oh my God, Higher by Creed.
That's puke voice right there.
Yeah. Are you scared of anybody's like fan base? Like, you know.
Well, we were asked if we would do a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
If there's one that for us that we truly don't like and we, you know, want to find some merit in, I'm not afraid. Because I think ultimately, I think both camps, if you love the song and you listen to it, you might like that we're like finding the things you also like about it to give it a chance. And if you hate the song, we're also going to rip on it a little bit.
Okay.
I think the world should be a little bit open to be made fun of.
Yes.
You know, so
especially this. Who cares?
There's something to everyone.
All right, they're going to come after you.
Totally, bring it.
Totally, just for saying that, we're already done. Yeah.
I will say this: I have some Swifty friends, and I like Swifties more than I even like Swift herself.
Wow. Okay.
Give that a chance.
That was smooth.
That was smooth. Truly just trying to dig myself out of the hole.
Best of luck. Hey, Casey, Kevin, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Again, the podcast is Give It a Chance.
Check it out.
Good morning.
You're so appreciated, and I love you guys so much.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is here to satisfy morning cravings with its warm, sweet cinnamon sugar rolled dough, ooey-gooey texture, and signature cream cheese frosting. Get the best part in every bite this morning with Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's.